Welcome to the Islander. I'm your host, Eli Kalilikani. And today, we explore the chilling world of homicides in the Aloha State. Part 1, The Rising Tide. In this chapter, we examine the alarming trend of homicides in Hawaii over the past 5 years. Despite its reputation as a tropical paradise, the islands have witnessed a surge in violent crime. Our investigation reveals the stories behind the numbers, the lives lost, and the communities affected. Over the past decade, Hawaii has seen an increase in homicides. According to FBI data, the number of reported deaths in Hawaii climbed from 20 in 2011 to 41 in 2020. This 105% increase ranks as fifth largest amongst the 44 states that report an uptick in murders. Currently, the murder rate in Hawaii is lower than the national average, with 2.9 murders per 100 people in 2020, compared to the national average homicide rate of 6.5 per 100,000. Additionally, on the island of Oahu, which is Hawaii's most populous island, the numbers of homicides have fluctuated over the years. For instance, in 2022, 6 homicides were reported during the same time last period. In 2020, there were 8 homicides. In 2019, there were 3 homicides. In 2018, 5 homicides occurred. And 2017, there were 7 homicides. Overall homicide statistics from 2019 to 2023, Hawaii experienced an increase in homicides, with 55 lives lost in 2019 alone. The majority of these deaths were due to gun violence. The state's firearm fatality rate stands at 3.9% per 100,000 people, the second lowest among the states. Part 2, triggers and trauma. What drives someone to take another person's life? We'll explore the psychological histories of the shooters, their backgrounds, and the common threads that connect them. Profile of a shooter. Gender, nearly 98% of all those committed public mass shootings in Hawaii were male. Age. Shooters ranged from 11 to 70 years old, with an average of 34.1. Ethnicity. The majority were white at 52.3%, followed by Black, Latino, and Asian Pacific Islanders. Following criminal record, 64.5% had a criminal record and 62.8% had a history of criminal violence. Part 3, leaking darkness. We delve into the psychological aspects of mass shooters. Many were in a state of crisis, trouble by personal trauma, and often leaked their plans before committing violence. We explore the warning signs and the missed opportunities for intervention. Firearm choice. Most shooters use legally obtained handguns. These weapons are easily accessible and became instruments of tragedy. The rise in mass shootings parallels in the increase in gun deaths, with an average of 51 deaths per year from 2010 to 2019. The youth factor, part 4. Why are young adults drawn into darkness? We analyze the data on 18 to 20 year olds who are disproportionately involved in fatal shootings. Youth offenders. 18 to 20 year old commit fatal shootings at 3 times the rate of their peers. Their motivations, vulnerabilities, and access to firearms demand urgent attention. In the conclusion, as we navigate the intricate web of Hawaii homicides, we honor the victims, seek justice, and strive for a safer paradise. Join us the next time as we explore another story of another time behind the headlines and behind current events. Remember, even in paradise, shadows linger. Thank you for tuning in to The Islander. I've been your host, Eli Kalilikani. If you have any tips, stories to share, reach out at to us. And until next time, stay vigilant. Aloha.